Music does have a tendency to make the Oscar ceremonies last longer. As the winners ascend to the podium, the orchestra plays snippets of music from their films. The composer of one of those pieces could also be a winner. Each year since 1996, we've listened to and discussed the five dramatic scores nominated for the Academy Award in the original score category. Our guide every year is NPR's number one film music fan, Andy Trudeau, who, when he's not fulminating for us, is a mild-mannered executive producer for NPR's cultural programming. Welcome back, Andy.
Hello, Leanne.
We have one nominee left to discuss this year. Then we're going to recap, and then we're going to have your pick of the litter. But before we get to all of that, you want to mention some scores which, in your estimation, deserved a nomination this year.
There always are some, and just limiting myself to those that were recorded, I'd like to mention James Newton Howard scored Unbreakable, good action score. Jerry Goldsmith, it's a passion of mine, but The Hollow Man does deserve recognition. Thomas Newman, who I think is keeping up the quality he kept up last year with American Beauty. Aaron Brockovich, good score. And Ennio Morricone, one we've talked about this year, but I think Mission to Mars, say what you will about the film, it was a good score.
Interesting, because Ennio Morricone, as you mentioned, and we've talked about, did receive a nomination this year, but for the film Milena. The other film scores which are nominated this year by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences are Chocolat, music by Rachel Portman, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon by Tan Dun, Gladiator by Hans Zimmer, and The Patriot by John Williams, and that's the one you wanted to save for last. Why?
Well, John's an old friend, I think, with us. He's been with us every year. I went down the list. Nixon, Sleepers, Amistad, Saving Private Ryan last year, Angela's Ashes. He's the most nominated living figure right now on the Academy scene with 39 nominations. There's just much to admire about the man, and he's done a couple of real masterpieces, some of those Desert Island soundtrack discs, if you will, Jaws and Star Wars especially.
Well, the movie that he worked on this year for the nomination, The Patriot, directed by Roland Emmerich, and the cast includes Mel Gibson.
It's a story set in colonial times, but Williams is not scoring the setting. He's scoring the characters. There's a nod or two. There'll be a fife-like motif that runs through, giving us a bit of a colonial feel, and another cue has a bit of a harpsichord-y sound. But really, you wouldn't hear 18th century American listening to this score. There are two themes that drive this. The first is one of those authentic folk tunes created just for the occasion.
written in 2000.
Written in the year 2000. Another pattern we're seeing is having well-known performers showing up to do a few solos. And in this case, it's played by Mark O'Connor. It really does take a skill to write something that's homespun and simple. And I think he does do that with this theme. Now, there's a second theme that really adds the dramatic weight to the score. And to me, this shows the kind of professional that John Williams is. He introduces it in a sandwich of three. He has three simultaneous musical elements occurring. He has a slow cadence drum motif, on the top of which he throws a short, fifes playing a lot of short notes, giving a fast, slow contrast. And then in lower notes, sounds to me a little like a combination of brass and strings, you're going to hear that heroic theme. This kind of sandwich, which I guess he does so easily, seems a little bit foreign to some of the other scores, but to me, it's the kind of sense of a composer's mind, because composing means blending. And to hear someone blending these three layers so expertly, I think, is part of what the art of film music is all about. There's our drums. We're going to hear the fifes thrown up on top now. So we've got our two layers. Listen to the brass and strings now. That's our heroic theme. Notice how he doesn't have to spotlight it. They all have kind of an equal prominence, but by the scoring and the way he does it. This is a composer who knows what he's doing. throughout this score, he utilizes these two themes. If I had a complaint against it, I think he utilizes them rather directly. One wants them to manipulate them more, and I don't hear that too much in here. This is the composer, let us not forget, who did score one of the landmark scores of film, which is Jaws. Mm-hmm. And there is a cue here that, forgive me, but I call this one Chrissy Goes Colonial. I mean, if you wrote the original, you have a right to do something like this.
Here come the British, right?
That's right. It'll build a big climax and cut off.
Music by John Williams from The Patriot, one of five scores in the running for the Golden Statuette to be presented this evening during the 73rd Academy Awards ceremonies in Hollywood. Recapping the other four, Chocolat, music by Rachel Portman.
This is carefully wrought chamber music. It's filled with delicate threads, very finely woven together. Remembering Rachel Portman's score last year to Cider House Rules, I think this adds a feeling to dance to the composer's way of writing. Very winsome and sad little tunes.
Rachel Portman's Chocolat and John Williams' The Patriot make two of the five film soundtracks nominated this year for Best Original Score. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon by Tan Dun is number three in our recap.
This score is an interesting blend of East and West. There are portions where I believe he has Western instruments trying to sound Eastern and Eastern ethnic instruments trying to sound Western. But he's scoring a martial arts movie. There's certain conventions he has to deal with, and I think he makes a good effort to do so. There are some interesting solutions to the formulas in this kind of a film. I think other times he just embraces them. So this score has a lot of promise. I don't know that it always delivers on them.
We've recapped three of the five music scores nominated this year for an Oscar. Number four is Gladiator, with music by Hans Zimmer.
This is a very shrewd score. It really gives the film exactly what it needs. It's a collaborative score. There are humanistic vocalises provided by an Australian named Lisa Gerard, who both composes and performs them. Overall, this gets its effect through big slabs of sound. I think I called it sound by the pound, and that's what this is.
We're down to one. In our recap, Malena, music by Ennio Morricone.
Morricone, a legend on the international scene. This is a side of him that shows up in his scores. It's a breezy ballad side. He surprises by the way he blends his instruments and creates those quirky little sounds. I am a little bit sorry he hasn't been nominated for Mission to Mars, which I think throughout is a more interesting score.
Ennio Morricone, Tan Dun, Rachel Portman, John Williams, Hans Zimmer. Andy, since yours is our only vote, it doesn't need to be counted by the accounting firm. So, sir, your envelope, please.
I'll preface my comments with a full disclosure. I felt that this year's crop was disappointing. I don't believe that any of them reached that level of memorable music making that I really believe represents the best, which the Oscar should denote. That said, I think the score that shows the composer finding the most original and distinctive ways of solving those musical problems and doing so in ways that attract the ear and are individual would be Tan Dun for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Andy Trudeau visits with us every year to discuss the Oscar nominations in the Best Original Score category. Every year he picks a winner, and so far it's never been the same one as that picked by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Tonight we'll see if his streak remains unbroken. Andy is also a producer for NPR's cultural programming. Andy, thanks. Come back again next year.
I will, Leanne. Thank you.